Hi, this is Ray Martinez, and welcome to today's mini podcast episode. In today's scripture reading, we will explore three passages: Isaiah 45 verses 1 through 7, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 through 10, and Matthew 22 verses 15 through 22. These passages shed light on a common human behavior known as the gotcha game, particularly prevalent among politicians, especially in the weeks leading to the election that we're facing today. In the story from Matthew's Gospel, the Pharisees and the Herodians conspired to trap Jesus with a question about taxes. They hoped to undermine Jesus' popularity by catching him in a controversial statement. The Pharisees and the Herodians despised each other. But despite their differences, they saw Jesus as a threat to their respective positions of power and influence. The question posed to Jesus was whether it was lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. Jesus was aware of their hidden motives and cleverly responded by asking them for a coin. He then asked, "Whose image and inscription are on the coin?" To which they replied, "Caesar's." Jesus then delivers his insightful response: "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Beyond the surface level of addressing the tax issue, Jesus emphasizes something far more significant: our attitude and character. Jesus came to be one of us, to live a holy and sinless life, and ultimately to sacrifice himself on the cross. He took our disobedience upon himself so that we could become his own. We are now filled with Christ, and it is no longer us, but Christ living in us. Jesus reminds us that we are to render to God what is God's, not just our financial resources, but our very lives. We are called to bring people to faith and to bear God's name through our actions and attitudes. This is what the Pharisees and the Herodians failed to recognize and fulfill. It is important to note that the Pharisees were proponents of strict observance of the Mosaic law, while the Herodians supported Herod's Antipas, a Jewish political leader who collaborated with the Romans. Their alliance would have required compromising the Mosaic law, which caused a deep divide between the two groups. So that'll help you know who they are. In conclusion, Jesus' response to the tax question goes beyond a simple answer. He challenges us to examine our hearts, to render ourselves to God, and to live in obedience to Him. Let us remember that the power of Christ within us is greater than any challenges we may face. If we are going to render what belongs to God, then we are challenged to lead people to the faith, to help them believe. Thank you for joining us in the podcast episode. We hope that these insights from the scriptures have inspired and encouraged you. Stay tuned for more episodes, and remember to render to God what is God's. You have a blessed day.